This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster, my podcast.
And this is the Zeratan.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Zeratans.
Yep, exactly.
Rice.
Exactly the same thing I was thinking of.
Aw.
No, it's fine. It's inescapable.
It does look like Zatarans, and I can't go a day without thinking about Zatarans.
Well, as far as like freeze-dried rice and seasoning products go, it's okay.
I think it is pretty good for something you can just kind of throw in.
Oh,
I'm stalling because I didn't read this. I forgot that it was on the thing and missed it. So I didn't read this. So this is going to be, I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to close the entry and you tell me about Zeratans. I'm going to ask you questions and we'll test your knowledge.
Yeah. So Zeratans are amazing. This is, it's pretty close to MVP for me. Like aside from some of those articles that are like, or some of those entries that were, you know, it's like, oh, this person's obviously in love with dolphins. The idea of this is so good. So it's from the Al-Qadim campaign setting. And these are gigantic turtles. They're listed as being 350 feet in diameter, but that's just their shell. Okay.
Okay.
Gigantic turtles. They have extremely slow metabolisms.
Sounds good so far.
When you find one, they are 99% likely to be sleeping. Okay. They're pretty much always asleep. They only mate by chance if they happen to like float into each other. And the act of mating for them takes 10 years.
Now I know why you like them. Like it was taking a little while. I was like, oh, they sleep.
Yeah. No,
what is Cole getting at?
No, but
it's this tantric, like mega turtle tantric.
Right. Right. Well, I'm really burying the lead here because while they're asleep and while they're floating in the ocean, guess what happens up on them shells?
People live.
Yeah, they've got an ecosystem, not just on their backs, but on their bellies, on their legs. Reefs and barnacles grow on everything that's below. Hmm. They sleep with their mouths open, so they collect the wrecks of ships as they pass by. So, like, people will go on treasure raids inside of a Zeratan in order to, like, you know, grab the shipwrecks and stuff that are in there.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And this contains a really, really good sentence, which I cannot find, but I'm sure that I... okay, a Zeratan stomach might contain just about anything, depending on the whim of the DM. Fucking thank you, Monstrous Manual.
That is a good sentence for this, because that doesn't happen very often.
Like, it's not, particularly entertaining, but just saying, like, yeah, here you go. This is a world turtle. You know, behold the turtle of enormous girth. On its back, it holds the earth. Have fun.
Yeah, use your imagination for once in your life.
Yeah.
Like, that's the lesson of the Monstrous Manual. You have to read to the second to the last entry to get there.
Yep.
And then you learn you can actually break the rules.
Right.
And this gigantic, peaceful turtle dude talks about. Are there rules in the thing for, like, fighting it? Like, let's say, Cole, you really love this creature, and I would like to roll up a party of adventurers to slaughter
it. So we can kill it.
Yeah, I would like to harvest it. How much is its shell worth?
It doesn't have those. Okay, so the rules for fighting it, like, it gives a little bit. Its metabolism is too slow for poison. It has incredibly good armor and stuff. You can fight it from the inside, but if its gut gets irritated, it, like, spits you out.
Okay.
So
you have to be gentle.
Yeah, you have to kill it softly. And the ecology doesn't say, like, hey, what are these things worth? However, what it does say is that, you know, there will be societies that pop up on the backs of these, but they will be incredibly superstitious and will sacrifice most of their fishing catches and even visitors, in order to make sure that their turtle god does not dive below the surface and kill them all.
Hmm. I'm
into
that.
So good, Gary.
That is really good. I think that maybe the giant turtle might be more inherently valuable to you as a thing. Like, I like the giant turtle.
Yeah.
I feel like the, like, everything's actually secretly on a turtle is weirdly a trope.
Yeah.
And I don't, like, what a weird confluence of just, like, oh yeah, that's a common thing. Like, everything's on a turtle.
Yeah.
Like, that's very strange, right?
Like Discworld, it's a big thing weirdly in the Dark Tower.
Yeah. It's the thing that kills it.
Right.
Is a giant world turtle. Like, just the idea of there just being, like, a giant, it'd be like every society throughout the history of the earth has always had a myth that, like, you know, the god lives between two pieces of bread and everyone gets a bite, and that's just that's just the monomyth that everyone has.
Yep.
It's equally surreal.
Yeah,
you know,
I suppose.
I don't really understand, like,
yeah. The courtship ritual may take decades, and the mating itself lasts as long as a year. There we go. So the fucking doesn't take a decade. The fucking lasts a year. Courtship, then just kind of like rolling around each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, it's like the mating ritual.
Yeah.
You know, and then like the long, slow turtle divorce.
Let's go make an archipelago.
Yeah. Like my country got divorced. I'm sorry that we can't hang out anymore. We'll have to collaborate over the internet.
Did you say collaborate?
I did. I'm still hung up on killing these things and selling their shells, Cole. I'm sorry.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.